మేడం కంపెనీ హలో మేడం కంపెనీ హలో
బ్యాక్ మీ టు రూట్ మొబైల్ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ కాల్
ఓకే మేడం.
ప్రణాళి పాటిల్ ఫ్రమ్ ఐడన్ ఇన్వెస్ట్మెంట్ కనెక్ట్ మీ టు రూట్ మొబైల్.
The conference is now being recorded.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Margaret, your moderator for today. Welcome to the conference call of Route Mobile Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations, to discuss its Q2 and H1 FY22 results. From the leadership team at Route Mobile, we have with us today Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Gautam Badalia, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Suresh Janka, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference call over to Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Margaret. Good evening, everyone. First, let me thank you all our investors and stakeholders for all your faith, support, and well wishes over the last year. We have completed a little over 1 year of our listing on NSE and BSE, and the success we have had thus far is being fueled with your support. Yet, this is only at the beginning of the next phase of value creation for all our stakeholders. We also thank all our shareholders for approving the resolution for raising funds through the issuance of equity shares or other such securities up to INR 2,000 crore. Operationally, we are back at full strength from the office since our vaccination drive for all the employees have largely been completed. In Q2 FY22, we have again demonstrated a solid financial performance of 25% year-on-year growth. Before we take you through the financials, I would like to talk about some key highlights of this quarter. Post our acquisition of StenClean, we have launched and we are live with self-serve platform, which allows seamless onboarding of customer on the email platform. For Call to Connect, we have optimized our leadership team with appointment of Ms. Shefali Sharma as the Chief Executive Officer and Mr. Ramachandran Sevasthanu as the Chief Operating Officer. I'm confident that with the leadership and the addition of new 1,000-seater facility, that business will continue to grow. As I had mentioned during the last call, we have launched our global developer platform, which is called as Rapid, and we have had over 7,000 registrations from over 100 countries. As a part of our system integrated strategy, we have completed integrating our APIs with two leading CRMs. Juniper Research has once again ranked Route Mobile as top 5 service provider in CPaaS domain. In terms of our inorganic growth and geographical expansion strategy, we have recently signed definitive agreement to acquire Messavian and Intertelco to foray into Latin America and Kuwait markets. The closing for both the acquisition is expected in Q3 FY22, subject to the completion of customary condition precedents. We have strengthened our board with the appointment of Mr. Bhaskar Pramanik as an independent director. Mr. Pramanik is a seasoned entrepreneur and tech disruptor with a career span of over 45 years. Finally, to ensure we attract and retain top talent during this hyper-competitive market, we have approved and grant 736,500 stock option on October 12, 2021 to eligible employees in our company and its subsidiary under the RML ESOP 2021 scheme. Now I would like now turn to over Gautam to run through this through the numbers of Q2. Over to you, Gautam.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajdeep. Good evening, everyone. Hope you and your family are safe and fine. We have already uploaded our quarterly earnings presentation on our website as well as on the stock exchange websites. Hope you had a chance to go through the presentation. I'll quickly summarize our financial and operating performance during Q2 FY22 and H1 FY22 before opening the floor for Q&A. The key takeaway from our financial performance in Q2 FY22 has been the strong revenue growth momentum, despite Q2 traditionally not being the best quarter in terms of seasonality. In fact, the revenue clocked in Q2 FY22 has been our best quarterly revenue performance till date. In volume terms, we processed little over 9.11 billion transactions, which is again the highest quarterly billable volumes processed by us till date. In terms of geography, our India pie continues to increase. India as a percentage of revenue has increased from 41% in FY21 to 47% of our revenue in H1 FY22. The same is highlighted in slide 18 of the earnings presentation. This is despite Q1 FY22 performance being slightly muted for reasons highlighted in Q1 FY21 earnings call. We continue to witness very strong momentum on the next generation products, clocking a YOY growth of 87%. Again, it can be referred to slide 26 of the earnings presentation. As Rajdeep highlighted, in terms of our inorganic growth strategy, we have identified LATAM and GCC as key markets from our geographical expansion standpoint. We have recently signed definitive agreements to acquire Masivian SAS for our LATAM market foray and Intertelco for our GCC market strategy. Masivian's differentiated cloud communication platform offerings for enterprises will help us create a springboard for growth in Latin America. Intertelco's acquisition will further strengthen Route Mobile's presence in Middle East through expansion into a new region, which is Kuwait. We anticipate the closing of both these transactions to happen in Q3 FY22, subject to the completion of the customary condition precedents. With this backdrop, let me walk you through our financial performance. In terms of Q2 FY22 performance, revenue from operations grew by 24.7%, from 3493 million in INR terms in Q2 FY21 to 4357 million in Q2 FY22, there was a sequential growth of 15.4%. Billable transactions increased from 7.77 billion in Q2 FY21 and 6.86 billion in Q1 FY22 to 9.11 billion in Q2 FY22. Average realization per billable transaction decreased from 55 paisa in Q1 FY22 to 48 paisa in Q2 FY22 owing to change of country mix. As highlighted earlier, India, the Indian share of revenue has increased significantly in the overall portfolio. That actually led to the average realization trending southwards. Gross profit margin expanded from 19.5% in Q2 FY21 and 20.4% in Q1 FY22 to 21.2% in Q2 FY22. EBITDA grew by 54.5% from 399 million in Q2 FY21 to 617 million in Q2 FY22. EBITDA grew by 25.5% on a sequential basis. EBITDA margin expanded from 11.4% in Q2 FY21 and 13.02% in Q1 FY22. to 14.15% in Q2 FY22. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 24.8% from 363.4 million in Q2 FY21 to 453.6 million in Q2 FY22 as compared to 377 million in Q1 FY22. Adjusted PAT margin was 10.4% in Q2 FY22 as against 10% in Q1 FY22 and 10.4% in Q2 FY21. For H1 FY22, revenue from operations grew by 23.4% from 6588.9 million in H1 FY21 to 8131.9 million in H1 FY22. In terms of certain KPIs, billable transactions increased from 14.73 billion in H1 FY21 to 15.97 billion in H1 FY22. Average realization per billable transaction increased from 45 paisa to 51 paisa for the same period. We had a net revenue retention of 118%. You may refer to slide 20 of the earnings presentation for the same. We added over 400 new customers in H1 FY22 across all the products. Gross profit margin increased from 19.5% in H1 FY21 to 20.8% in H1 FY22. EBITDA grew by 39% from 797 million in H1 FY21 to 1108 million in H1 FY22. In terms of operating leverage, EBITDA as a percentage of gross profit expanded from 62.2% in H1 FY21 to 65.5% in H1 FY22. EBITDA margin expanded from 12.1% to 13.6% for the same period. Effective tax rate in H1 FY22 was 18.2% as against 17.9% in H1 FY21. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 26.3% from 658 million in H1 FY21 to 831 million in H1 FY22. Adjusted PAT margin improved from 10% to 10.2% for the same period. Net cash as on 30th September 2021 was 4,004 million. Average receivable days was 55 days for H1 FY22 and FY21 as well. Average payable days increased from 80 days in FY21 to 83 days in H1 FY22. Cash flow from operations was minus 91.9 million, largely because of the GST payment made by the company for the period FY2021 to the tune of 311 billion, refer slide 12 of the presentation. And some other factors for the cash flow from operations being negative were the stabilization of receivable and payable days. And we've also made payment of previous year taxes for Route Mobile UK. We onboarded 89 new employees during H1 FY22, and the attrition rate in H1 FY22 on an annualized basis was 19%. With this, we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jimal Gohil from Union AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. Firstly, my first, I'll just to get done with some data points. Can you please highlight what was your revenue from your call to connect services this quarter?
Yeah, call to connect, the revenue was 82.5 million in terms of revenue.
Okay, 82.5. Okay. And sir, in your new services business has seen very good momentum. Just wanted to get a sense that a 50% gross margin would be a good assumption for your new services, right? Because I'm sure the gross margins over there are far higher, as communicated by you earlier. So 50% assumption for those services will be a fair assumption to make.
So Vimal, gross margins are definitely higher for the new generation of products.
Okay. And sir, if you can just help me understand your growth in the new platform business, have we got any sort of revenue from Centene this quarter? And is there any inorganic component which is there in this particular quarter in the new services or new products, as you may call it?
Yeah, so StentClean revenue for the quarter, for the last quarter gone by, was about 1.96, so 19.6 million in INR.
19.6 million?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other component that wasn't there in the previous quarter or the previous year that has been there, should be aware, any one-time item?
No, there aren't any one-time item.
Okay. And sir, tax rate, what should we assume for the next couple of years at least? What is the outlook on the tax rates?
So in and around 18 to 19%, I think should be the tax rate, effective tax rate.
And why would this be lower than the normal statutory effective tax rate of 23-24%?
Because we have diversified operations across various geographies. And it blends to around that 18 to 19%.
And which are the geographies where the tax rates are lower?
UK, Malta, and UAE, Middle East. UAE is not, there is zero taxation there.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manik Taneja from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted you to share some more insights around the two acquisitions that you made, one in Latin America, the other one being in India. If you could talk about how do they fit in with regards to our aspirations of expanding internationally,
yeah.
And also some of the metrics around gross margin and EBITDA margin for both those entities, and also talk about our aspiration to grow the voice portfolio. Thank you.
Thanks, Manik. Gautam, let me answer this question. So, Manik, I think if you see Latin America is definitely going to be one of the larger market for CPaaS after Asia. And I think with this acquisition of Masivian, we got two large market covered, which is Colombia and Peru. And I think we already have a presence in Chile. And with this acquisition, it also opens a door for us in Brazil. So I think overall combined synergy, if you see the potential of cross-selling and upselling a product, like Masivian doesn't have the email platform and all the evolved platform like RCS and WhatsApp. So they can actually use all our platform directly for those markets. And we see a great upsell opportunity in those markets with this acquisition. In terms of Kuwait acquisition, which is Intertelco, I think, yes, that's a market which is also growing very fast, where the margin is very high. And there are very limited number of players who are actually evolved and doing business in that market. And as an expansion strategy of our Middle East market, we always believe that Kuwait is definitely an integral part for our vision and story. And keeping that in mind, I think now we have a very good, very solid establishment in Saudi as well. So Saudi, UAE, and Kuwait, along with Qatar and Bahrain, are the five markets which we are very, very strong right now. We're looking forward to generate more revenue from this market in coming years down the line. Gautam, if you want to add anything to this.
No, that's well. I mean, I think we have tried to address it.
Okay. Unless, I just wanted to get your sense on the fact that on the expansion to the voice services, because our phone
yes.
hadn't worked out.
So yeah, definitely, I think if you talk about the overall portfolio of Route Mobile as of today, you know, like we have almost everything covered well in our portfolio or offering, including the voice as well. But our voice platform is only for the enterprise segment. But we want to get into contact center as a solution option, you know, like, and we are definitely looking out to have some acquisition in this space. And we are in talks with certain companies. But I think right now we are just looking forward to have this offering as a part of our product portfolio. And very soon we will try to do something in that space, I can say.
Sure. And one last one before I get back into the queue. But typically, third quarter is always the best quarter for our business, given the seasonality around business. So that dynamic should pull through this year as well.
So it is always that trend. Gautam, go ahead.
No, that you were absolutely right. So it's historically, I mean, that is the trend. Q3 happens to be, I mean, the quarter where there is festivities across the globe. And definitely, I mean, that will augur well for the industry and for us as well.
Sure. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Shachia from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. Firstly, can you give some color on, you know, what are the moving parts for the top line and gross margin for this quarter? That is, you know, the gross margin expanded, you know, the volume growth was strong, but there was a bit of a dip in the realization. So what are the moving parts here? And my second question is, you know, you talked about expanding this call center or call to connect business to 1,000 seats, which, you know, so what is the aspiration 3 to 5 years out, and what are the investments which you are looking at for this business? Thank you.
So, Gautam, you can answer the first part. I will answer the second part.
Sure, Rajesh. So in terms of the gross margin, the realizations that have come off, essentially it's been because of India volumes increasing significantly. And India, the realizations on an average are less than the portfolio realization. So that has actually skewed the overall realization southwards. So that's the kind of the I think the moving piece I mean to the gross margin or the average realization coming off. Yeah, Rajdeep, over to you for the second question.
Hi, Pranav. If you see, I think we have added over 400 customer, you know, like in H1, and there are certain large customer also we have onboarded in last quarter, you know, and they have started contributing in overall revenue of ours, and that is exactly if you see, and there are not only one, but multiple customer we have onboarded. And we started getting lots of traction on the traffic from their side in last quarter, and which will be the future trajectory as well. In terms of our call to connect, if you see, you know, like there are lots of use cases for, you know, post-COVID is going to be over the bot or the live agent. And keeping that in mind, I think the requirement of call center is going to be more increased day by day. And keeping that in mind, we have just recently set up a 1,000-seat call center in Birar. And looking, we are definitely have a vision to have 5,000-seater capacity within 3 years down the line. And that is a target we have already set within ourselves to have a 5,000-seater call center available within 3 years for the market.
Okay, so we are basically looking at, I mean, I assume that, you know, that even if I do some rough cut calculation, 1,000 seats also would be almost double of current revenue run rate.
Yes.
And 5,000 seat, we are talking about almost 5x of growth, so almost 10x of where currently we are. That's the kind of scale for call to connect is possible in next 3 years to 5 years period.
That's exactly the point, and the reason we wanted to change the management team also, because we wanted to have aggressive people to lead the entire call to connect. And now we have a really solid team who's going to lead call to connect with their kind of experience they have, and I think we have a full faith in them. And I know we are also bullish, and we are also targeting the same kind of number which you have just mentioned.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Mehta from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. First, about the RCS business. Can you provide some detail whether we have start monetizing RCS traffic? I think last quarter when we said number, it was around 5% of overall volumes. If you can provide some detail on the volume handle this quarter and how the monetization is playing out. Second question is about, I think couple of acquisitions. You provided some detail, but if you can provide number of client which we added, how we see cross-selling related opportunities in terms of product, or it is largely in terms of geographical expansion, and we see limited cross-selling. Why I ask is whether there are a few products which, let's say, LATAM acquisition can help us to augment in India, where we can cross-sell and get more revenue. So if you can provide some product synergies, if you see in either of these two acquisitions. And the last question is about, I think ILD termination charges increased from July. So if you can quantify what kind of benefit we realized in Q2. Thank you.
So Dipesh, I think just to answer your question, Latin America is a big market of WhatsApp business, and I think the company is one of the, I think, largest in Colombia, you know, like in terms of reach, market reach and wallet share. And same goes to Chile market, and you know, they are also having presence in Peru. So these Latin America market is very much a WhatsApp business savvy market, and we believe that our APIs, and we are the direct partner with WhatsApp, and we will bring lots of synergy for LATAM acquisition, where they can actually go and start selling our WhatsApp API directly as a partner rather than buying from some third party. And voice business also in that part of the world is getting good traction, and we believe that once we have the voice platform, Evolve voice platform, I think we can also using their capacity, and they got almost 200 people, you know, and with that, I think around 50 people are in sales in various parts of Latin America. So I think the cross-sell, upsell is, I think we can use their manpower to sell our product more in Latin America, and that's a strategy. a simple example of email. You know, like they are sending over 400 to 500 million email per month, and they are using third party for that email platform. Immediately, they will start using SendClean platform. So that is an overall combination of synergy we see out here, where Masivian will use more of a Route Mobile platform to sell more product in those market. I hope I'm able to answer all your questions. Is there anything if I missed, if you can repeat, that would be good.
In terms of RCS, Ipesh, we processed 850 million RCS messages in Q2 FY22. So at that point in time, we were not charging for the RCS messages. We have already started charging it from this quarter.
Gautam, when you say from this quarter, so Q2, no revenue realized from RCS?
Q2, there was no revenue realized through RCS.
And how you expect that monetization, let's say once we start, it will be what kind of realization one should expect from RCS traffic? Because it is, let's say, 5% plus kind of traffic what we are getting. So in revenue also, we expect WhatsApp kind of realization or somewhere between SMS to WhatsApp?
RCS is definitely depends going to be between WhatsApp and RCS, you know, and adoption ratio is still not as evolved as WhatsApp in India. But I think we look forward to within a year or so, the way the kind of response we are getting from enterprise customer to opt for RCS, I think it has a great future, and we believe that in coming quarters, in fact, from this quarter onwards, we will start realizing revenue from RCS itself. And we have already onboarded customer who are going to pay for every transaction they're going to send on RCS now.
Okay. And last was about ILD. I think it is not answered. If you can provide any detail.
So ILD as a traffic has definitely increased at our end, and we don't want to quantify what number and what volume. But yes, ILD is definitely going to add more potential in our revenue in coming quarters. But it's an overall mix, if you can say that. We do see a good traction happening on the ILD side as well. And there are various international customers started using a platform for ILD as well.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Poddar from Nippon India AIS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Yes, two questions. So, first one is probably after the acquisitions, could you spell out what is the cash on book?
Come again, Manish. I think your voice was a little,
After these two acquisitions, what is the cash on book?
No, so we've just signed the definitive agreement. The closing is pending certain CPs to be met by the targets. We expect that to happen anytime in Q3. So currently the cash on books as of 30th September was about 400 crores.
Okay, so just another one. So let's say, with clients, your entrenchment improving, and let's say they move in different larger buckets, does working capital improve or, working capital actually deteriorate with clients getting more size too?
Sorry, Manish, I think voice, I'm not able to understand. Can you just repeat your query again?
Is this better? Sorry.
Yeah, if you can just move a little away from the mic and then talk, I think that may help, I guess.
Sure. Sorry for all this. So just want to understand, let's say, when you are getting well entrenched with clients and the clients moving in different buckets, with size, does the working capital improve or actually deteriorate?
No, so what happens is, it is again, a geographic kind of hypothesis. So, for geographies like India and Middle East, it tends to kind of increase the working capital gap. For larger global clients, which are kind of in their own, which are kind of hyperscalers, there the working capital, tends to be significantly better.
So would you be a fair understanding? Let's say just a clarity. So when the larger ticket sizes clients have moved from 2 to 4, let's say on an annualized basis, and these would be global clients, so year on our working capital should gradually improve. Is that how one should look at it?
That's correct. That's how one should look at it. That's correct.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swati Madhabushi from Comgest. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I'm relatively new to the company, so please bear with me. My first question is, now that, you know, with Twilio and Sinch making the acquisitions and entering the India domestic market, is there any change in pricing or winning of projects or winning of new clients? Is there any change that you see on the ground?
Hi, Swati, Rajiv here. Definitely not. You know, like we were always competing with all the companies which they acquired. So, you know, we were competing them in the last 10 to 12 years. I don't see any difference as such to you coming or thing coming here going to create or disturb market because it's the same competition.
But on this, on the international side where India domination happens, because these guys can have international, especially with the MNC companies, is there no change in how the revenue is moving or anything like that because of this?
Not at all. In fact, our revenue is increased. I can say that.
But just for the future reference, what I want to understand, so if, say, Facebook is big for you and Twilio will also have a relationship with Facebook, maybe ValueFirst might not have or ACL might not have, but they now are able to liaise with Facebook directly via this Twilio or Sinch. Isn't that more competition for you?
Not at all. The reason I need to also study about our operator stack. We have deployed a firewall with two operators in India. That gives advantage to us in terms of pricing also. And we are monetizing revenue for operator in terms of providing firewall technology to them to cut down these gray routes which is coming to their network. And it's a firewall solution provided by our sister concern company called 365 Squared and the TeleDNA. None of the Indian aggregator have that kind of a stack which we have, and we have deployed within India. So we definitely have advantage of that in the market right now.
Okay, so you don't see any change in the near term?
No, in fact, we see a growth opportunity because all these customers are going to use more ILDO traffic at higher price. It's definitely going to growth opportunity for Route Mobile.
Okay. And then when I read your quarterly results, not the presentation, but the quarterly results here, when you give segment-wise data, right, and you put India and UK and all, in India, is that India domestic?
No, it is India domestic and India
international.
So you have to consider India in two parts. One, international customer sending traffic to India, and then Indian enterprise sending within India. So it's a combination of both.
Yes. So there is, I'm assuming that there is India. So when I see that there is India, Dubai, UK, Nigeria, others, and so there is the India line. What does that line represent? And where is the rest of the India revenue reflecting? Is it in UK?
No, that is India domestic. So the way to look at our business essentially will be to look at this business by way of termination of the messages. So in our presentation, if you refer to slide 18, you will be able to get the exact India revenue coming basis the termination of messages either happening from domestic enterprises or international enterprises. So that's about 47% of. So slide 18 will give you that exact picture of how India revenue is captured.
So what is this? Then why do you put it like this?
So I'll tell you. So what happens is we have a lot of international clients. And a lot of those international clients would have, enterprises would have subscribers in India who would be consuming the services. And most of such international clients, we invoice them out of UK.
Okay. And then do you split this 47 into which is from domestic clients and how much is from the MNC clients? Or like out of India terminating in India and
local termination?
No, we don't give that bifurcation. We don't give that bifurcation.
Okay, but let me ask this thing on how is your market share growing within the India domestic part? Is your market share growing?
Yeah, so I think I did highlight this point. India as a percentage of our overall revenue has been increasing, and it has been increasing at a very strong growth rates. I think Q1 FY22, India as a percentage of revenue was, if I'm not wrong, 33%, which has increased today to, in Q2 FY22, it has increased to 54%. I mean, so we've been growing both from international messages terminating into India as well as domestic messages from domestic enterprises.
So domestic has been growing as well?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshil Sethia from AEM Fund Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I had a question on the financial end. In the cash flow from operations, we have booked a bad debt of around 5 crores. So can you just elaborate? Hello?
Hi. No, can you just help us identify which line item within the cash flow?
Yeah, one sec. I'll just update you.
54 lakhs.
It is 54 lakhs. It's 5 million.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not 5 crores.
Okay. Got it. Then, okay, there is an interest income decrease in terms of deposits. So what would that be of 5 crores?
Interest income decrease?
Yeah.
Just to finance. These are adjustments prior to the working capital change, right? So we are...
Yeah.
So what is your query? I have not been able to understand it.
The,
sorry.
The line below the advances that is set for 54 lakhs, it's...
Yeah.
4.9 CR, that is interest income on fixed deposits, which is a decrease. So basically, is it that you're just classifying it as a different line item?
No, it is a cash flow. The way to tabulate the cash flows, right?
Yeah, that is why. It's because the line item is not visible in investing activities and financing activities, both.
We can give you the reconciliation, so I think that would have been offset with one of the line items below the cash flow from operations.
Okay.
We can give you the reconciliation. I think that should be fairly simple.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohan Kumar from MJ Financial. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi team. Congrats on a great set of numbers. Just wanted to touch base on a couple of things. The first thing is, during the last quarter's call, you had mentioned that you would probably revise up the guidance for the rest of the year if this quarter is good. So I just want to know if that's something that's on the cards, especially given that there is inorganic growth also that is likely to be priced in the second half of the year.
So we've been witnessing strong momentum, and there is no reason, not to have similar momentum, going forward as well.
Got it. And so the second question that I had was, can you give us some color on how the number of transactions are looking in the UK? So in the last quarter, you mentioned that the number of transactions was much higher in India, and that's why probably the mix was slightly less favorable on the margin side, but... are you seeing the mix towards UK improving a bit, given that there has been reopened across Europe that has played out quite well right now?
Sorry, can you please repeat your query? What is the exact? I've not been able to understand the query.
I'm trying to understand if the number of transactions, if the mix is starting to become a little bit more favorable towards Europe, given that. So last quarter, India saw a lot more transactions are we seeing the growth in Europe also coming in, given that the economy has reopened across the board in Europe right now?
No, so I don't have the numbers specific for Europe, but I can tell you, I think India, the volumes have increased, and the rest of the world, I mean, outside India, the volumes have been pretty much stable. So that can kind of give you some insights around that.
Sorry, just one quick follow-up on this itself. So the 2,000 crores that you have recently just got approval for raising, would that be for acquisition that is focused in Europe too, or is it just going to be Africa, like you mentioned during the AGM?
No, so the 2,000 crores is an enabling resolution, and we've received the shareholders' approval for the same. And it's largely to pursue our organic as well as inorganic growth strategies.
So which regions would you be focusing over there?
No, so the inorganic growth strategy will be either for geographical expansion or product line expansion. At this point in time, I mean, in terms of our geographical expansion strategy, we've already identified LATAM. So we've signed a definitive agreement with Massivian. And within GCC, I think GCC, we've signed a definitive agreement with Intertelco. So these are the two immediate markets where we are looking at now putting more time and energy to right now. And so I think hope that answers your query.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Jain from Financial Quotient. Please go ahead. Vikas Jain, your line is unmuted.
Hi.
Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah, hi. Good evening to everyone here, and many congratulations for the robust performance that we have on Q2. My quick question is about the attrition rate that we just discussed, about 19%, and the employees that got onboarded. Is it a backfill or a capacity addition that has been taken on board? Hello?
Yeah, so the business is growing, and we are adding more pieces to it. I mean, through some of the, the email acquisition that we did. Now we're looking at expanding the number of seats for the call center business. Plus, overall, there is a strong momentum which is driving the business at this point in time. So the hires that we have done essentially is to help us largely on sales and marketing. Developers or essentially on the technology side. So these are the two areas that we have been focusing on in terms of hires.
Yeah, no, but it is essentially a backfill of the employees who would have left because of the higher attrition percentage, or these are new positions that we are hiring. I just wanted to understand that.
So just to kind of give you a flavor on some of the attrition that has happened, about 30% of the attrition was involuntary. And balance, because of the hyper competitive scenario right now, that is the state of the market right now. And what we have done essentially to incentivize the employees at this point in time is we have come up with a new ESOP plan, and we're trying to now also offer it to the employees.
Excellent. So now this 19%, how does this augurs with our relative performance of the previous quarters or years? Because I've also been tracking the company for not so long time. So how does that compare to our previous performance?
But, a couple of years back, it happened. It was around 19%. It fell to about 11%, and in H1 on an annualized basis, it's coming to about 19% at this point in time. But as I said, about 30% within that happens to be involuntary.
So can you just give some more information about what we exactly mean by involuntary here? So why would we want to people to move out, because of the performance issues or because of our
performance issues? And unfortunately, we had one employee. There was sad demise of an employee. And
sorry to learn that.
Few employees, yeah. So it was more to do with the performance.
All right. And given the current industry scenario and the high attrition rate that is going through the industry, how do you think that it would impact the margins in the quarters coming forward?
So at senior and mid levels, I think we haven't seen too much of attrition or people leaving us. And as I said, I mean, we have recently also conceptualized an ESOP plan for the wider spectrum of employees. So hopefully that should help them stay motivated.
Excellent.
And just to add out here, I think most of the level 4 employees or level 3 employees have mainly from support, customer support, I think they left. And most of the hire we had in last 2 quarters, if you see, is more on the technology and the product. So we have a very decent product team now, and I think none of the product members have left Route Mobile, and they're still hiring more people in that. So senior team-wise, I think level 1, level 2, everybody's intact, and we don't see any problem over there.
Oh, that's a good news. That's definitely a good news. Another thing that I wanted to check upon, if I remember this right from our last con call of Q1, I think there was a comment which made me believe that Q2 would be the best quarter ever in terms of performance. So since I do not have the relevant performance details of all the previous quarters, so does that stand true? Kindly bear with me for my ignorance on that.
No, that's absolutely true. I think this is our best quarterly performance ever.
All right. Great. Thank you so much. I wish each one of you all the best for coming quarters and the remaining part of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul from Parani Financial. Please go ahead. Atul from Parami Financial, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I have 2 questions. One is regarding our market share position of India business. That, you know, though we have shown a degrowth from last 2 quarters, and I understand our volume is increasing, but price realization is not there. So I just want to understand how is the market share position currently?
So I think this quarter, we haven't shown any degrowth from India business performance. I mean, in this quarter, India's performance has been much better than what it was in the previous quarter.
Right, right. And how we stand on the market share position with this number?
So I think... Gautam, go ahead.
So there is no established research, so to say, I mean, which kind of gives you a flavor of how the market share stands at this point in time. From our perspective, historically, I mean, last 3, 4, 5 years, if you were to look at Route Mobile's performance in India, we started focusing in the Indian markets somewhere around 2016-17, they set up the entire enterprise sales team. And since then, I think our Indian revenue pie would have increased by more than 5x. It is, I mean, definitely the market is also growing, and we are also getting market share from competition.
Right. And the second question would be on the growth, which, though the volume increase is there on the quarter-on-quarter basis, when we can expect, you know, year-on-year growth in the India business? Like for last 2 quarters, there has been degrowth, but on QOQ basis, we have seen growth for this quarter. But
so
on
just,
YOY
to, just
basis,
to kind of get the facts correct, on a YOY basis, we have demonstrated a 49% growth for the India business.
So, yeah, exactly. I think from where are you getting this data?
On consolidated basis, I'm seeing the figures which shows the revenue has. Degrew from 127 crore to 105 crore.
My request will be, I think, to look at it from slide number 18, where we are capturing the India termination revenue, both domestically originated and terminated, and internationally originated and terminated in India. We are capturing that in slide number 18. So there, India happens to be about 47% of the total revenue pie.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. That's from my side. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. We'll take one last question, which is from the line of Vimal Gohil from Union AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, my question was on the balance sheet. If I were to observe the consolidated balance sheet, there is a line item on other current assets, wherein the number has gone up to 111 crores from 47 crores in March. If you can just maybe give us what has transpired here. I think that has been one of the reasons why our we haven't sort of...
That's correct. That's correct. So it includes GST. So the amount that we have paid under GST, it is getting reflected over there because we intend to get the input tax credit on the same.
So does this normalize going forward, or will it stay at these elevated levels?
No. So it pertains to FY 2021. So we will be seeking input tax credit against that. So over a period of time, I mean, once you're able to claim the input tax credit against this payments made, we should be able to normalize it. I mean, it should get normalized.
Okay, and can you just highlight which services are we paying a higher tax versus, and what we are sort of, where is the difference in which where are we paying higher GST and where are we sort of getting lower GST because of which this difference is arising?
No, we have a uniform GST rate of 18%.
Right. Anyways, I'll probably take this offline, Gautam, just to take an idea on what is, because I guess that is one line item that is leading to sort of your negative CFO.
That's correct.
Yeah. So fair enough. And by the way, just to follow up on the previous gentleman's question, even I am having that number of 127 crores in India. Maybe for Q2 of FY21, maybe we can check on that as well. Just to let you know.
Are you referring to the segment results there, right? The segment revenue.
That's right.
So this actually doesn't give you the true picture of the India revenue. What happens is if there is an international client where we are servicing them in multiple geographies, right? We invoice that client in RML UK and for the revenues or messages that are getting terminated in India, that doesn't get reflected in this segment revenue. So it doesn't actually give you the true picture of the India revenue, so to say. And that's the reason why I've highlighted that we should look at, if you're looking at India revenue, we should look at slide number 18, where we capture the India part. This is the termination of messages into India.
Right. Just a humble suggestion here. Maybe we could change the segmental revenue so as to give us a better picture. That will help us.
I appreciate that suggestion. We'll discuss that with Grant Thornton and we'll see if we can change it to the by termination.
Fair. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, it was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta for closing comments.
Thanks, Amit. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice evening. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you for attending the conference call. If you have any further queries, please send an email to sanjay@conceptcr.in. I repeat, the email ID is sanjay@conceptcr.in. On behalf of Route Mobile Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.